National Radio Club. Hi, DXers. Fred Vobey sitting in for Phil Wayne with this edition of the Market Scope for February 2009. On this edition, we're going to let you listen to some unusual radio. Unusual from the fact that I bet most of you have never heard these radio stations. When our military goes abroad, usually there's a radio station that will follow the troops to entertain them. What you're going to hear are some air checks of radio stations from the 60s that followed our troops into Korea, into Germany, and to other locations. This is what radio stations sounded like to many of those serving in our military.
AFRTS, the voice of home.
Well, hep yo sep. Well, there then now, it's oldies but goodies for 55 minutes. Hi, I'm Jim Cuter. Let's welcome Larry Williams. Short Fat Fanny.
I love her so. I'll never let Short Fat Fanny go.
Hey, deliver me from the days of old. Larry Williams and his band, Short Fat Fanny, my big fat tutti frutti. Love you, little darling. Love you. Total demand from Vietnam on this one. Stereos. I really love you. Reminds me a little bit of the Diamonds and Walking Along. That was the Stereos and I Really Love You. Dedications and requests on the Jim Cuter Show. This goes out to Bill, Mike, Bob, and Pat. Thanks for writing, fellas. DJs over AFKN in the Republic of Korea. Land of the Morning Calm. They want to hear something by the Crickets. How's things swinging for you, fellas? Buddy Holly? Maybe Baby? With all the Crickets backing him up. Going out to you. Buddy, come on in here.
Maybe, baby, I'll have you for me.
Maybe, baby. Buddy Holly the Crickets going out to Bill, Mike, Bob, and Pat, DJs over AFKN in Korea. Thanks for writing. Well, one of the flower children just stopped by. Hello, what's your name?
Please, Mr. Disc Jockey.
Dedication from the Sensations. Please, Mr. Disc Jockey, want to write for an oldie to be played? Jim Cuter, care of Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. Hollywood, California, 90038. Just a reminder, the show is brought to you by 4-Track Stereo Wire Recorder. How about that? Tonight's the night, gang. Sherelle's.
Said you're going to meet me.
AFRTS. It's time for Rocketing Rhythms. This is Jack Brown in Hollywood, California, ready to play a little dinner music. Well, maybe not exactly dinner music, but I'll tell you what we're going to have. We're going to have selections from the top tunes in the nation. Selections of the group that the people are buying was the one they're spending the most shekels on. And we're going to have a lovely guest star here, too. She's here with us now. We're going to chat with her in just a little bit. But first, let's get a beginning going here on the music that our producer, Billy Zell, has selected for a tune. Is one by the Dream Lovers called When We Get Married. Bill starts this one off himself.
To me.
And there we have Missing You, Ray Peterson doing the missing. And also hitting a little with that record, too, because that is number 40 in the top 100, or was number 40 last week. Let me check. This week, 39. It's still moving upward in the top 100 tunes of the week. It was preceded by the Dream Lovers' recording of When We Get Married, which is number 73 this week. It was 96 last week, where it just started on the charts. Already it's jumped up to number 73. That's probably going to do a little fast walking up that ladder. Talking about what is making it on the charts, of course, the magic number is the top 10 of the top 100. Let's take a look at numbers 5 through 10 right now, and then before we get through, we'll give you 1 through 5. Here, according to the Cashbox, top 100, number 10 this week is Dum Dum. Brenda Lee has the bestseller on that one. Number 9 is School Is Out by the U.S. Bonds. Number 8 is Wooden Heart. There are a number of good sellers on Wooden Heart. Joe Dowell seems to be out in front at the moment with his. Number 7 is Together by Connie Francis, still in there. And Curtis Lee's Pretty Little Angel Eyes is number 6. Now, we'll have numbers 5 through 1 in a little while, but right now we'd like to play a recording by the Fleetwoods. This was really popular about a year and a half ago, and the reason we're bringing it back now is because our lovely guest star today is one of the Fleetwoods, Miss Gretchen Christopher. But before we talk to her, let's listen to Mr. Blue.
Our guardian star lost all his glow the day that I lost you. Mr. Blue, call me
And that was Mr. Blue from the album of the same name by the Fleetwoods. Fleetwoods are Barbara Ellis, Gary Troxell, and Gretchen Christopher. As we may or may not have told you in the past, we know we've played an awful lot of their records for you. And you probably recall that we said that Gary was away in the Navy somewhere, but that we'd hoped that the girls were going to be able to drop by again and sit in with us on another Rocketing Rhythm session here. Well, happily, Gretchen Christopher made it, and she's here today. Hi, Gretchen.
Hi.
Where is Gary now?
He's stationed in Vallejo on the USS Henderson.
Uh-huh. Destroyer?
Yes.
Let's see, he's been gone about a year, hasn't he?
Almost. It was September of 1960 when he left.
But you've cut a number of recordings. You've had a few sessions since then, haven't you?
Yes. He was stationed formerly in San Diego, and on weekends he'd come to Hollywood and we would rehearse, and then he took a week of his leave for recording purposes. We worked hard that week.
You have to manage to schedule everything around these.
Yeah, night and day, and make use of all the time, because we have to schedule everything around his availability.
Now, let's see, this Mr. Blue, was that done before he left?
Yes, that was the third song that we cut, which was 1960, but well before he left.
I understand that sold over 1 million copies.
Yes, it did. We were very fortunate.
And that's not the only gold record you have either, is it?
No, the first record that we ever cut, which we wrote, that's Come Softly to Me, was 1.5 million seller.
Mm-hmm. And, you say, which we wrote. Did the three of you collaborate?
Yes. This is the song that started us.
Uh-huh. And that's a swinging start, isn't it?
Yeah, it was.
1.5 million first crack out of the box.
Very fortunate.
Do you have any theories as to why that one, for example, did so well? What do you have an idea of just what there was about it that captured the listening fancy?
In that particular case, I do. Now, today, I couldn't tell a hit record from one that won't hit, and I can't tell you why. But we came out with that recording in February of 1959. Mm-hmm. And it was at the height of rock and roll, at the loudest, most rhythmic time of rock and roll, when it was mostly just noise and rhythm, and very little in the way of lyrics, and very little in the way of voices, or real musical structure. And Come Softly to Me was a very soft sound. We always have had a soft sound. And it was based on counterpoint and close harmony. And it was such a complete switch from the big rock and roll bands, because we recorded this a cappella, and then just a guitar and a bass were overdubbed in the background, not even a drum.
Well, I'm leading up to a little talk about writing with the thought of the tune Blues Go Away. Now, this was written by one Gretchen Christopher alone, right?
That's right.
Now, that's, again, it's different. It's not one of the run-of-the-mill tunes of today. It's a little offbeat from that standpoint.
I think it probably, or at least jazz musicians, feel it tends toward jazz, and it's maybe a little more adult than most of the things that appear on this album, our latest album. But sometimes that's the way I feel, and I just write whatever I feel.
And would you say that you are possibly a jazz-oriented artist?
Yes. Well, my father, the whole family's musical. But I'd say my father brought us up on jazz and classical. I'm so glad, because it's helped a lot. It's important, and I think it's affected our group a lot because of our feeling the counterpoint. And Gary's very interested in jazz also.
Before we go any further, let's listen so that everyone will know what we're talking about. This is one that you recorded by yourself.
That's right.
Let's listen to Gretchen on Blues Go Away.
I got the blues.
KFRTS.
Sergio Mendez in Brazil 66 for Spec 5 Phil and all the fellows of Company D of the 70th Engineer Battalion in An K, Vietnam. Hey, I just got a wire from the Righteous Brothers, and it looks like they need help because they said in their wire that they're stranded in the middle of no place. Gene and Debbie offer their help to the Righteous Brothers. They say, go with me. If you happen to be a fan of the theater, you may have seen our guest vocalist this week, Mr. Ed Ames, many times. For example, in 61, he was on Off-Broadway in the production of Arthur Miller's The Crucible, and I know that he was in Hollywood in The Fantastics, which did very well. And you may have seen him on Broadway in either Carnival or One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, or else you could have seen him on the West Coast when he was touring as Sky Masterson in Guys and Dolls. But now he's going to sing for us a Beatles song called Michelle. Here's a lengthy one by the Jefferson Airplane that I really like. Oh my goodness, it's 20 seconds short of being about 5 minutes long, I guess I'd say. And I'd like to dedicate this to PFC Al and all of his friends of the 3rd Military Police Company in Wuhlberg, Germany. It's called Ballad of You, Me, and Boo Neal. Crash, I just knocked all my letters all over the floor. Oh my goodness, I have to bend down and pick them all up. But before I do, I would like to dedicate this little tune, which is a beautiful thing by Jackie DeShannon, to Airman First Class Sam, who's with the 708th AC&W Squadron, and all the fellas on Indian Mountain. It's all in the game. For Tony, who's a CT stationed at Tsugi, Japan, here is Elvis Presley with There's Always Me.
AFRDA. Well, now you know the rest of the story. All opinions and commentary, a service of ABC News.
That's the golden tunes of the Tokens from 1961 with The Lion Sleeps Tonight. I'm Army Specialist Rick Toler, and we've got the Friday Solid Gold Edition of the Lunchbox for you, where we've got much more gold.
If I'm not telling the truth, may I get struck by lightning?
More music for you on AFRTS.
Have a happy day. You can make the most of it. Swing along, chase your troubles with a song, and you'll have yourself a happy day.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ira Cook Show. This is probably one of the nicest weeks of the entire 52. It's the week before Christmas. And we open our program today with Percy Faith and his huge orchestra, and Happy Holiday. And I do hope this will be a very, very happy holiday for all of you as we open our program with that marvelous holiday song by Percy Faith. Scattered throughout the program today and tomorrow will be many of the interesting Christmas tunes. Then starting, about Wednesday, we will present Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday almost entirely the good Christmas songs, long to be remembered. You know, Martin Luther King had a dream, and not an impossible dream either. The unbeatable foe can be overcome. Hatred resolves nothing. It simply creates obstacles. Now think how much easier a day would be without any hatred. You can do more or get more done for you. Everyone is beautiful in his own way, if you look for it. When you do, you'll find that beauty, and you'll realize you need people like that. You may have realized the impossible dream that's not so impossible. During the year 1976, Eric Carmen had a fantastic ballad that brought him a good deal of fame. It's called All By Myself.
When I was young,
a very, very talented young man, Eric Carmen, appeared with a rock group for a while. His basic interest has been music from the time he was a youngster. In fact, he studied to be a concert pianist, if I'm not mistaken. Has a wealth of knowledge in the field of music, and is all proving itself now. Eric Carmen, you'll hear a lot about him in 1977, believe me. Well, back to a winter song. The Modern Airs, they used to sing with Glenn Miller, and when they did, a song they used to sing many, many, many times from a motion picture was called It Happened in Sun Valley. It really sets a good winter scene. The Modern Airs and Tex Beneke. Ah, that's a refreshing number. Cool and refreshing. The Modern Airs, Tex Beneke, It Happened in Sun Valley. Well, here's a handy holiday hint. Many of you will be using candles over the holiday season. And if you want to keep candles from dripping on the tablecloth or wherever they may be standing, varnish those candles with a clear shellac several days before you use them. Engelbert Humperdinck next. He's going to be heard from many, many times in 1977, I'm sure. He's got a good song that came out two, 3 months ago called After the Lovin'. Voice of that handsome guy, Engelbert Humperdinck, After the Lovin'. And it's the Monday show, the week of Christmas, and a delightful week indeed. Here's an interesting Christmas song coming along. By the way, Christmas fact. Do you know what year the first Christmas tree lighted by electricity was used? Well, it happened in the New York City residence of a gentleman named Edward Johnson way back in the year 1882. He's the first man who had a Christmas tree lighted by electricity. The Tijuana Brass, the story of the bell that couldn't jingle.
This is André Hébert in Montreal. I don't suppose I'll ever forget springtime 1956. That year, on glorious March 21st, it was my privilege to flick on a switch and fill the unsuspecting airwaves in northern Germany with these words, "This is CAE, Canadian Army, Europe, Radio. Ici, la voix de l'armée canadienne en Europe." Because, of course, the brand new station was bilingual. That was in Vail, Westphalia, not far from Zost, with the 2nd Infantry Brigade.
Serving Canadian Land Forces Europe, this is Radio CAE. Programming for all tastes is heard on Canadian Forces Radio, from extensive news coverage of events in Europe and Canada to entertainment with popular and serious music, plus variety and special interest programming. This is Total Radio, balanced programming for Canadians on Radio CAE.
Good evening, everybody. Here's what's on tonight in the Brigade area. As of tomorrow, Thursday the 23rd of July, and every Thursday thereafter, all Bank of Montreal branches will be open from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. rather than on Wednesdays at these times. The Verl and Hamer branches will close on the 25th of September. À partir du jeudi le 23 juillet, les succursales de la Banque de Montréal opéreront tous les jeudis après-midi de 16h30 à 17h30. Les succursales seront fermées les mercredis après-midi. Les succursales de Verl et Hamer cesseront ses activités à partir du 25 septembre 1970. Now here are the movies to be shown in the local brigade cinemas this evening. The Fort York Cinema features Julie Andrews in Thoroughly Modern Millie. One performance only, 7:30 p.m. At Fort Chambly, it's If, a restricted film starring David Wood, beginning at 6 and 8:30 p.m. The Looking Glass War, with Christopher Jones in the leading part, will be shown at Fort St. Louis, showtime 7:30 p.m. The Fort Prince of Wales Cinema presents Peter Graves in Mission Impossible versus the Mob, two showings at 6 and 8:30 p.m. And finally, at Lippstadt, you may see Clint Eastwood in the restricted film Coogan's Bluff. One performance only, 7:45 p.m.
Like the beat, beat, beat of a tom-tom.
Central European time is 12 o'clock midnight. This concludes another evening of broadcasting on Canadian Forces Radio, CAE. It's been the pleasure of Radio CAE to bring to you entertainment and news throughout the day and evening. Radio CAE is powered at 250 watts and broadcasts on an assigned frequency of 87.8 megacycles per second using frequency modulation. Our studios and transmitter are located at Fort Victoria in Verl, Westphalia, Germany. We return to the air in the morning at 06:30 hours with bright music on Dawn Patrol, as hosted by Cammy McKay. This is Private Rick Odd speaking on behalf of all of us at the Brigade Radio Station and wishing you a very pleasant Good night.
And that's what radio sounded like on many bases across Europe and Southeast Asia during the 1960s. Hope you enjoyed that. And I hope that you'll sit down and record some of the stations in your market and send them to Phil. Phil could use some material for the Market Scope. Be sure to catch the top of the hour ID and give us enough audio from the radio station to clearly get an idea of what the station is. Remember, this is Market Scope and not Market Clip. So give us some good material, please. Well, let's move it over to the Musings from the Members.
The DX Audio Service Musings from Members.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville. I love John Bowker's format of old IDs. And, John, I have a special request from a good friend of mine who listens along with me sometimes. Do you have any IDs from 1370 or 1490 in Dubuque, Iowa?
Hello, Fred and DXers. One and only Victor from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. Today, December 26, 1580 is now WHFS, and that call sign has been all over the place in the D.C. area. It started off in Bethesda at 102.3, then to 99.1, then to 105.7 in Baltimore, and now is at 1580. The IBOC has disappeared from the Washington, D.C. area on 570, 630, 980, is still on 1340. So maybe because the FCC is in the backyard of these stations, maybe they are afraid to go IBOC at night. Who knows? Also, a couple of Canadian stations I am getting from Backscatter, 560 CFOS, CFOS. I guess they play oldies. They come in regularly now that the IBOC is off 570. And another station on 920 CKNX, I believe, and they play country and western. A friend told me Backscatter is when a station transmits in a directional pattern to one direction, they have what is called a backscatter in the opposite direction. So if they're beaming north, which these stations are, the backscatter is happening to the south, and that's why I am getting them on a regular basis.
Hello, DXers. This is Tom Jackson, or TJ the DJ, from Sycamore, Illinois. Hey, I'd like to know, what's this deal with stations simulcasting on AM stations simulcasting on FM? There used to be a rule where if you had an AM station, you couldn't, if you had an AM and FM station, you couldn't simulcast. When did that rule change, and why did it change? And I got a pet peeve about these stations that operate on free power during the night. WSQR operates at 1 watt at night. Why? WHAM in Rochester, New York, comes bopping in at that 1180 frequency, and it causes a lot of interference with WSQR signal. Another thing, if any Chicago DXers out there or Chicago listeners of WGN, have they noticed WGN has gotten rid of their IBOC, but their audio signal sounds a little bit over-amplified. It's hard to describe. I just want to know if any Chicago members have noticed the difference in the quality of the audio at WGN. Thanks a lot. Have a great new year, everybody. Bye for now.
Hi there. Happy holiday. This is Don Finney in Miami, Florida. I'd like to please know if you could tell me what a good rating of a radio station is. Is it 5.2? Is it 6.5? Whatever. Because QAM and IRD just had their ratings, and I guess like said QAM was a certain rating or whatever. I don't want to give a rating. I might be wrong. But, you know, I wonder what a good rating is, if you could please tell me that. Thank you so much.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. CKKW 1090 up here in Kitchener-Waterloo has vacated that spot completely. It's open on the AM now. They've gone to 99.5 FM, and they're now KFUN 99.5. I had a wonderful experience with some people from WHAW in Western West Virginia. I picked it up again and heard all the good country music there and bluegrass and so on. And so I got the number, I called the station, and they were nice enough to call me back a couple of times, including one time that they put me right on the air the first Tuesday afternoon in January of this year. They did that. It was wonderful. The Grand Ole Opry is only doing one show on Saturday night right now, 9 o'clock Nashville time until midnight. There's a gap where they go back and just play records and tapes of old Opry performances and things like that until the Midnight Jamboree comes on from Ernest Tubb Record Shop. I picked up WIRL in Peoria, Illinois. They're playing the country classics. It's certainly very good. And again, I'm looking very forward to Allentown this Labor Day weekend.
This is Terry Livingston Hughes in Los Angeles, in the Winnetka area of Los Angeles. Greetings, audio service members. I have a couple of stations I'm trying to ID. One at 1200, which is broadcasting East Indian programming. One at 1160 in Spanish over KSL during many critical hours. Thanks. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. If you have something on your mind, something to say, give us a call today on the Action Line. The telephone number is area code 360-469-0189. That's 360-469-0189. That's for DX Audio Service members only. Keep it brief and to the point so everyone has a chance to speak. And you might want to back off the mic a little bit because it's sounding a little bit like what they say on 80-meter ham band. You're a little bodacious, translation a little overmodulated. Let's answer some questions. First of all, Don, you ask about ratings. It's kind of a slippery slope to get into because there's many different ways of interpreting ratings depending upon age group, sex of the listener, location, and then there's also cumes and shares. Now, personally, I like to go by shares. I think that's more representative, and here's why. A share is a percentage of the audience. And take, for example, our TV station. The TV station I work at, our 6 p.m. to 6:30 news has a 72 share. Now, what that means is that between that time, between 6 and 6:30, all the TV sets which are on in three counties of Ohio are watching our news. The balance of that, the 28%, that would be shared amongst all the other different TV stations that people are watching, but 72% are watching us. Now, as far as radio ratings go, back in the old days, it was not unusual for very popular top 40 stations and some of the big 50 kilowatt stations to have shares of 30 or even 40%. Nowadays, since there has been a proliferation of radio stations around, and also, since the audience is getting very, very fragmented in different categories of formats, some of those shares go down to as low as 8 being a very high number, and even 15 on the top end. You do see some occasionally that pop up in the 20s, but that's very rare. Typically, you can count on between 10 and 15 as being a good number. Now, Terry, you ask about some of the radio stations that you've been listening to. Let's check out the logbook. On 1160, I don't really see anything which matches the description that you gave. There's only two stations which I could really say are on the air in Spanish. Perhaps some DX Audio Service members know of more. Those two stations are WBQN, located in Puerto Rico. And then there's another station down in Callahan, Florida, which goes by a tropical format, WEWC in Callahan. That's 5,000 watts day, 250 night. A new station is supposed to be coming on the air known as Viva 1160, and that's going to be WIWA in St. Cloud, Florida. 2,500 watts during the day and 500 watts at night, but at least to my knowledge, they're not on the air as of yet. So you might want to listen and see if you can get some more details on that, and perhaps some DX Audio Service members might know something about it. As far as your 1200 catch, well, that one we can nail down for you. That's K-Y-A-A in Soquel, I believe it's pronounced, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California. That station is 25,000 watts day, 10,000 watts night, has an ethnic format, mostly with Asian programming. So that's what you heard on 1200. Well, this is going to be kind of an interesting way to wrap up this edition of the DX Audio Service. We had a couple columns fall out from underneath us here, so I got to fill with some material here. And I think it was Ed Potter who had a phrase he called the hustles for the stuff he sold at the end of Playback Magazine. And I've always said that you spend the first half of your life acquiring stuff, and the next half of your life getting rid of said stuff. And that's where I'm at right now. Here's what's happening, audio service members. My wife and I have decided that sometime, probably 2012, 2013, I'm going to retire from broadcasting. So between now and then, I'm going to start getting rid of a lot of stuff that I've acquired over the past, 40 years in broadcasting. So look for some of the stuff to be popping up in the next couple of years. But here's just the first wave of raking out the closet. Here we go. The first thing I got is 54 10-inch reels of music tapes. Now, these are tapes that went on automation machines, you know, the popular music. Actually, they're mostly oldies, I think. It's oldies music. You can use it as is, or you can just wind it onto another reel for blank tape, or just keep it on the reels that we've got there. Each reel is in a white box. Tape format is 7.5 inches per second, two-track stereo. And again, they're oldies music. 54 reels of that stuff packaged in three boxes, each weighing 31 pounds, like $15 for the whole lot of those. The shipping is going to be the big thing. So if you need shipping, just write to me or get a call in and say, you know, here's my zip code. That's how I can compute the shipping. A Toshiba Satellite 2060 CDS laptop, serial number 69803331R. It runs Windows 2000. It's an AMD K6 3D processor, one of the older style processors. 512 megs of RAM, 4 gigabyte hard drive, and a CD in it. Software, fast edit, VGA, USB, keyboard, mouse, phone, and a network connection, a Cat5. As is, it has the AC power supply and a new battery, $15 plus shipping. Lots and lots and lots of sound cards. If you need a sound card, such a deal have I. Here we go. A Sound Blaster ISA-16, that's an ISA slot, two Sound Blaster Live 5.1 PCI cards, one Sound Blaster CT4810 PCI card, one Sound Blaster CT2860 ISA card, and one Sound Blaster CT4500 ISA card. Make an offer for one, or if you want the whole lot. And then we also have to have shipping with that, but it can be put into a priority mail flat rate box. So think about that if you just want some sound cards. If you want a little bit more high-end sound card, I've got one Digital Audio Labs Card D Professional sound card. I think that's on an ISA, stereo in and out on RCA pin plugs. And it also includes one Digital Audio Labs I.O. card, that's an AES card, and that is an ISA card as well. We'll call it $15 plus shipping for those. That's what I used when we first did the audio service on a computer hard drive. Also, one Video Labs Stinger video capture card. It's a PCI card, $15 plus shipping if you'd like to record video. A Kingston NIC card, that's a network card. A KNE120TX, it's a 10-100 megabit Cat5 card, $5 plus shipping. A fax modem answering machine card, an ISA card that is. It's model WS-5614JS3, and that's $5 plus shipping. a Win TV card. It's a model 39000 Rev B137. Has a separate antenna and a CATV input, S video out, audio out, line input PCI card. And it's a brand new card. It was a spare card that I had on my shelf for my Win TV thing, but I don't have the software for that. And we'll call that $15 plus shipping. If you need a VHS videotape machine for some reason, I have one brand new JVC-HR-J692U forehead mono VHS tape machine with the remote control. It's an NTSC tuner and line inputs. It only had about 1 hour of use. Very clean, and we'll call that $15 plus shipping. A Avocet Instruments SAP 16, a professional NTSC tuner. This, with a digital converter box, will enable you to hear TV broadcast audio. $15 plus shipping. A Radio Shack TV 100, model 16-1284. That's an NTS tuner with a 20-watt amplifier. You can connect it to a digital converter to hear your digital TV stations, or use it as a self-standing audio amplifier with the stereo inputs. It is physically scratched due to use in the field, $15 plus shipping. A Radio Shack Portavision NTSC television, model 16-130, runs on 12 volts. You can use this with a digital converter, and then you can see and hear TV broadcasts. It is physically scratched due to use in the field, $15. One Dominator CD read-write CD recorder, I believe. Actually, I'm not sure it writes. Well, we'll say $15 for that. It's spare stock, still in the box, never used it. A set of HP computer speakers with power supply, 1/8-inch connector. You can use it on your computer or connect it to a Walkman or a radio to get a little bit more loudness out of it. It's new, never used, $20 plus shipping. If you need any 9-pin serial cables, various length, I got all kinds of them, a whole box of them, $5 each, or make an offer for, say, the box of 10, and there may be even more of those. And finally, a Heathkit Model I.O. 4555 single-trace oscilloscope. The Y-position pot needs to be replaced. With the exception of the pot, it's in very good condition and has a good CRT. Just make a reasonable offer. And that's what our first attempt at cleaning out the closet is going to be, and I hopefully will have some more stuff here to be ridding myself of, including a lot of the records. Most of the records are gone, but I still have, I just pulled out a bunch of boxes out of the garage and found a whole bunch of those, what we call milk crates, filled with albums. So now I got to go through those. Oh, boy. Give me a call at area code 360-382-1957, or you can use the address at the beginning of the magazine and see if we can make a deal. And finally, some TV news. Bucking the Obama administration, House Republicans on Wednesday defeated a bill to postpone the upcoming digital transition from the June 12th date, leaving the current February 17th deadline intact for now. The 258-168 vote failed to clear the two-thirds threshold needed for passage. It's a victory for the GOP members, who warned that the postponement of the transition would cause confusion to consumers. House Republicans say that a delay would also burden wireless companies and public safety agencies waiting for the spectrum that would be vacated by the switchover, and create added costs for television stations that would have to continue broadcasting both in analog and digital for 4 more months. The defeat was a setback for the administration of President Barack Obama and Democrats on Capitol Hill, who fear too many Americans won't be ready for next month's analog shutoff. The Nielsen Company estimates more than 6.5 million U.S. households that rely on analog television sets to pick up over-the-air television broadcast signals are still not prepared for the transition. People who subscribe to cable or satellite television or have a newer digital TV will not be affected. In my opinion, we could do nothing worse than delay this transition date, said Joe Barton, a Texas Republican, on the House Commerce Committee. The bill is a solution looking for a problem that exists mostly in the minds of the Obama administration. The Obama administration had no immediate comment for the House vote. Congress in 2005 required broadcasters to switch from analog to digital signals, which are more efficient. The Obama administration called for the transition date to be postponed after the Commerce Department earlier this month hit a $1.34 billion funding limit for coupons to subsidize digital TV converter boxes for consumers. The coupon program allows consumers to request up to $40 vouchers per household to help pay for the boxes, which translate digital signals back into analog ones for older TVs. The boxes generally cost between $40 and $80 each and can be purchased without a coupon. The National Telecommunications and Information Administration, the arm of the Commerce Department administering the program, is now sending out new coupons only as older, unredeemed ones reach a 90-day expiration date and free up more money. The NTIA has nearly 2.6 million coupon requests on a waiting list last week, and those people will not receive their coupons before February the 17th. And that be it for the February 2009 edition of the DX Audio Service. We'll march back in here in March of 2009 with some more DX stuff. Until next time, 73 everyone, and get out and support radio.